The greatest hits of the 60s and 70s. SkyPilotRadio.com.
This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Welcome to Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk Radio in Las Vegas. My name is Richie, along with
Lady L.
Hanging in there. I know we've been off for a few days. We needed some time to rest.
Traveling in a fire.com combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies.
Yeah, the great 80s. Listen to Sky Pilot Radio, the soundtrack of your life. All that great music from the 60s, 70s, and the 80s.
Really?
Really? All you have to do is go to the Renegade site. That's Renegade Talk Radio, and you'll see it right there on the top of the website. That's right.
Wow.
Anyway, so I hope everybody's doing okay through all the nonsense that we're going through.
Extreme nonsense.
Extreme. Thank you, Lady L. Extreme nonsense. We like to
you
say,
better get that shot. No.
Do it now.
No.
Or you'll be castrated and thrown into the crocodile.
Just do it.
Remember what I used to say a long time ago? I will be there for you. I will take care of you. Hey, did you see what they were heckling Biden at the when he went to New Jersey with the hurricane?
Yeah.
You piece of garbage. Get out of here. You piece of crap.
Trump won.
Anyway, talking about politics, Renegade Nation. Now, you know that Larry Elder, he's a conservative talk show. He's been around for a long time. He's a great guy. And he's running to replace that idiot Gruesome in California for the governorship. And yesterday, he got a hostile reception as he toured a Venice homeless encampment.
Yeah, and they said that encampment is really, really bad. One of my sisters went to California.
Uh-huh.
They actually went to Venice Beach.
They went to Venice Beach?
Yeah.
Really?
And they said it was horrible.
It's horrible. Now, you have to understand, Lady Allen, Renegade Nation, think about all the people that live in that area with those very expensive homes, and they got to walk out and see poop and piss and vomit and drugs. I mean, this has to be cleaned up. I mean, come on. I mean, Gruesome Newsom hasn't done a damn thing, and so Elder wants to get in there and straighten it all up. But what happened yesterday, some moron with a gorilla face threw an egg at him. What is going on in this country? I mean, you know, now I know who that was.
Yeah.
It was Carmella Harris.
No, it wasn't her. You know why?
Yeah, who was it?
Because she didn't say...
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You do that laugh pretty good.
Yes.
Lady L.
Yes. So it wasn't her.
I think Larry must be terrified of these animals.
Hey, I would be. That's for sure. But I saw an egg almost hit him in his head.
Oh, almost hit him in his head.
But you know why? Why would you want a governor that does nothing for your town? That is so stupid.
Well, we shouldn't be surprised that liberals resort to violence when they don't get their way.
Temper tantrum.
It's a temper tantrum.
Ah!
You're not taking my job away from me so I can keep on screwing everybody over, but I'm better than you. I sit up here with my suit on and have dinner with my Democrat idiots with no mask. Yeah, that's how I'm... I start doing the accent. Who is it? Andrew is in trouble again.
Yeah.
He ran off to mommy and the Scottish, whoever that is.
Mommy.
The castle. Don't touch me. I'm scared. Mommy, help me, mommy.
He's so sickly sad. I mean, he got in trouble. Loved being around them young girls. And they remember him, too. And they're just bowing to come and get Andrew.
I think it was a setup. I think the chicky poo is pretty smart, and she's trying to get a lot of money out of him. And he's running away like a big baby that he is. Hello?
Well, he needs
to. Jeffrey, where are you? I need that 15-year-old.
He just needs to do something with somebody his age.
Anyway, back to Larry Elder. The gorilla mask spurred charges that the attacker was a racist. Is there black racist?
I don't know if you can be black.
It's two black people, man.
It's
two black people beating each other up, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. A racist.
Blatant racist wearing a gorilla mask. I said ape. An ape mask. Attack Elder. These people are completely unhinged. They really are. There's something wrong with them. And when they don't get their way, they're like little babies. You know, I don't want him in there because I want it the way, I want it to keep it the way it is. I'm not going to work. Yeah.
You're not welcome here. I don't know why not. You need to, the homeless people need to move on.
Yeah, so.
Ruining America.
So it seems like the far left, they have this outrage against people that want to help them, and it all goes back to Donald Trump. So anyway.
Well, he's always at the end of everything.
When the woman was confronted by a member of elder security team, she told him to take your hands off me, you motherfucker. You touch me again? She aimed a left hook at the man, leading others to step in and break up the confrontation. God, she was... you know what? Somebody paid her. I know it. That's how they operate. Hey, come here. Come here, you dummy. I want you to put a gorilla mask on, and then I'm going to pay you $1,000 to go out and throw an egg at Elder. That's what I think happened.
Absolutely. I mean, they're downright dirty. They do things like that, you know? I still can see the man that was over the election, and he was putting up poster boards so the other Republicans couldn't see what they were doing. So, you know, sky's the limit.
Yeah.
Them. Sky's the limit. They'll do anything to keep it the way it is.
That's exactly what they want to do, Lady L. They want to keep it the way it is, and you will be a slave to their system. And people are getting fed up, especially with the COVID crap and everything else in the Afghanistan mess with Daddy Biden, that stupid idiot. I'm getting so sick. I can't even watch it anymore.
Different worlds. Gruesome lives in two different worlds.
Yeah.
I can still see him sitting at that table, $400 a plate?
Yeah.
And took his kids out of, they were never in public school.
They were in private school, and they went to school during the whole pandemic.
Right. I mean, his kids didn't lose anything. It's because like two
better
worlds.
They're better than your children.
They're better than my children.
Yes, they are. They're better.
No, they're not.
They're better than every child in the United States.
What?
They are special. And don't you ever say anything bad about them, because they're special children. Oh, and then they sat around the table right in the middle of the pandemic when everybody's scared and running around
right. With
no mask on.
Absolutely.
Hello? Hello? And then you got everybody complaining about the vaccine, no vaccine, this vaccine can't go. They're taking control of us, Renegade Nation. This was talked about for years and years with myself, Alex Jones, and a whole litany of other talk show hosts. But you still let it happen, and then you complain about it. Well, you got to do something about it. Look at the Larry Elder situation. I hope Larry wins. I hope he beats the daylights out of that gruesome Newsom.
I want him to win, too.
Yeah, we need a change. So, Communist Camel Toe was there, who joined Newsom at the rally. I heard her speak. I had to turn it off. I was ready to throw up.
Fight for this. Fight for that. Fight.
She's a loser, and he's a bigger loser. So you got two losers there, and now Biden apparently is going next week to kind of cement him into his grave, because they're going to laugh at stupid.
I don't even know why he would show up. Everywhere he goes, people are putting him down.
Yeah, they're screaming at him.
I think his rate now, his poll rate is in the 40s.
I think it's below that. I think it's in 38 or 38. It's going down. Then the Afghanistan mess, you've heard about that, but he is the worst person. Now, you have to remember, Renegade Nation, this guy has been around for 50 years in the Senate. That's why Obamanable picked him, because he knew all the ins and outs to make all the money. And now you got this Taliban mess over there with these guys that were let go because of Bergdahl back in 2014. If you don't remember that, I do, because I talked about it. And it's just a complete abortion, the way I look at it.
No, I mean, it's crazy.
I am better than you, and you will obey. You will get on your knees when I come into the room. I'm going to tell you something, Renegade Nation. If they can levitate in front of me, then I'll listen. If they can't levitate, they can go F themselves.
Yeah, you've been saying that a long time.
Long time,
Randy.
Yeah, if you can levitate in front of me, I'll listen. They are no better than you. All they know how to do is kiss ass better than you.
Well, they're multimillionaires.
Yeah, because they stole all the money.
Right.
That's what they do.
I mean, all of them are so
loaded,
rich, and loaded, and filthy rich.
I think come the 2022 midterms, I think it's going to be a big change. A lot of people are pissed off. High prices, inflation going through the roof. can't find jobs. Now you hear stories, this, that. Oh, and then that stupid school district in Las Vegas got $700 million.
Yeah.
I wonder where all that money's going to go. Oh, I know.
It's somebody's pocket.
It's going to go in somebody's pocket. I'm special, and I need to go to a swingers paradise with my money, and I am so better than you. You will bow down to me.
It is so sad. They always steal the money.
Yeah, they always steal the money. That's what they do. It's all a big circle, and you're not invited, like George Carlin said.
Yes.
You're not invited, so get out of here, you lowlife.
No, I'm not a lowlife.
You piece of garbage.
I pay my taxes.
They don't care. Yeah, that's what they want.
Hello, fans.
Yeah, hello. Hello, hello.
How are you, Paula?
Oh, by the way, I have an announcement to make. We just secured a national company to advertise their products.
Yeah.
On Renegade.
Who is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
What?
I'm not going to tell you. It's a secret.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we negotiated the deal yesterday, Renegade Nation. That's why we haven't been on the air. I've been busy. And the bottom line is, this is a huge corporation. You know, and you know the name.
You're going to be Mr. Busy from now on?
I'm a Mr. Executive. I'm going to wear my suit in my little office and walk around. Yeah, with a stick up my ass going, hoo-hoo-hoo. Anyway.
Stop that.
If you would like to advertise on Renegade, you need to contact us. The email address, renegadetalk@gmail.com. Again, renegadetalk@gmail.com. But this is a national firm. A lot of people know who it is. Been on TV, radio, and now we are in the upper
echelon.
Echelon, yes. We have made it. We have made it.
We've
made it to the top of the mountain.
To the top.
And also on top of that, Renegade Nation, just to let you know, we're sitting at almost 850,000 downloads for the year, approaching close to 1 million downloads.
Well, that's all my fans. Hello, fans.
Give me another one. Where's Leah?
Hello, fans.
All right, we're going to take a break. Renegade Nation, we need Larry Elder to win this.
Absolutely.
You know, and I support him all the way. He wants to bring California back to the way it used to be, Lady L.
I remember when it was. It was hot.
It was really nice. And they just have ruined that state.
The woke community,
yes. Mm. And we're going to have some people from California on the air next week, if I can arrange that. Or we can have Mia arrange it. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can do that. So, anyway. All right, so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll be continuing our conversation.
Okay. Does
that sound good?
Yes, 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 and yes.
And don't forget, listen to Sky Pilot Radio. We'll be right back.
Who can it be knocking at my door? Go
away. This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Welcome back, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk Radio, where we don't sugarcoat poop. My name is Richie, and got Lady Ellen Studio and Mia.
Yes.
Are you listening to the music?
Yes, I am.
The Doobie Brothers, way back in the 70s, really great tunes. I just love this. You can listen to all this great music on Sky Pilot Radio. Check it out. Don't feel it growing. Isn't it cool that I always hit the post?
Yeah.
Isn't that really cool?
Very cool.
I was born to hit the post. That's all I was good for.
Yes, I believe that.
And be a big mouth. Yeah, anyway. So, good old Zipperhead Biden. Oh, yeah. Oh, the T-shirts. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Renegade, I'm sorry. I'm kind of like, I had a lot of fun last night, and now I'm paying for it.
Aww.
Yeah. Anyway, Renegade Nation, if you'd like to get your Renegade T-shirt, all you got to do is go to the Renegade Talk Radio, go to the site, and click on the girl with the T-shirt, or it'll take you right to the Renegade store.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah, what do they have?
They have
all kinds of
things in there. Coffee cups and bags and shirts, T-shirts.
Hoodies.
All kind of stuff is
Ooh.
In there. So if you're a Renegade follower, which you are, and then you listen to all of us, and then get your shirt and be proud to wear it.
Yes.
I got people come up to the store of me, and they go, I listen to you guys. I go, yeah, you should. You'll learn something.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the future. Zipperhead Biden promises to make all electricity zero emissions by 2020.
Duh.
What year are we in?
2021.
Oh, 2021. He forgot where he was.
Yes.
This idiot, you know.
He didn't know his wife from his...
From his...
Who was that?
who Who was that anyway? I can't. Not who was it? The wife and the
was it cousin or something?
I don't know what. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, but I mean, he's always confused, and yeah. Now he's getting worse.
I'm getting confused too.
They say that the workers are cutting him off and acting like they're listening to him because it's horrible to sit there and listen to him.
Can you imagine being in a press conference and you have to go through that?
Ugh.
So Biden's actual plan, Renegade Nation, was released in April, calls for reaching a zero net emissions economy by 2050 and a carbon pollution free power sector by 2035. Yeah. Well, let me tell you something about climate.
Yes.
The earth is the earth, yeah. And the earth will do what the earth is going to do. Hello?
But we're going to change the climate change.
Yeah. Know what they should do is shoot all these Democrats up there and it'll change everything.
Ooh.
It'll clean all the mess up.
So you mean to tell me, why are they so big on this climate change?
Because they want more money, and they're going to try to raise taxes to build their infrastructure crap that we have to pay for, and the taxes are going to go up, and a lot of people are going to be pissed about that. But they continue on. It's good, though. Lady L, it's good, because...
they're going to build back better.
The more that, yeah, build back better.
Yeah.
It's build back better in their pockets. That's what it is. They don't care.
But climate change. I believe in the climate change.
I think they need to have a hurricane come in and take and swipe out all the Democrats and put them up in the air and throw them in the ocean.
But they said the earth is the earth. But they're trying to change the earth. Is that right, Richie?
Yeah,
Randy?
They're trying to change the earth.
Yeah, they're trying to fix it.
Well, I'm going to the mothership tonight, yeah. And I'll be in the mothership for a couple days.
Yeah.
Celebrating my achievements.
Are you building back better?
Yeah, I'm going to build back better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, can
now,
I go?
Yeah, you can. You want to come?
Yeah.
You might not want to come back.
I mean, I know I don't want to. Not with all this mess.
Anyway, so he's back on this nonsense, and he said by 2020, all this will be all done. Excuse me, Renegade Nation.
Maybe he's a genie.
He's a what?
A genie. Maybe it is 2020 and not 2021.
I think it's 1835. That's what I think.
Well, he said climate change. He changed the climate, and he changed the year. So this article is right, because it's 2020, not 2021.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
You know what? I can deal with some bad weather much better than I can deal with these Democrats.
Well, it's right up his alley, because right now they have all of these storms and all everything going on down south with all of their... what is it there? Houses being torn down, and he's saying it was tornadoes, and it was really totally different.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's doing. this demented moron, Biden, is a lost cause, Renegade Nation. The cleanest form of a utility-scaled electrical power is nuclear, which I've been saying for a long time. Fossil fuels are not far behind. When you add in the manufacturing process and all the side effects, renewables aren't as good as they are being pitched. There you go. The end of the world doom makes more money for them. The real crisis. There's a crisis. Yes. You're all going to die. But I came up with the idea a long time ago about nuclear cars. nuclear cars.
Yeah, well, they said that
nuclear power.
With the electric cars that they found in one of the Build Back Better reforms.
Mm-hmm.
That the average person is not going to be able to afford
an electric car.
So
right.
Therefore, we are going to be in our houses, and I guess that DoorDash is going to be our best friend.
Well, you know, lady, let me explain something to you. The problem with this electric car nonsense, Obama tried to do it back in 2010. The problem is that, I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, that the car... is the electric car has a gas engine in it too. So if the electricity burns out, you don't have any more electricity, it can't produce it, and then you have to go to gas.
Yeah.
So he wants to get rid of all the gas. So what are you going to do? they're crazy.
We're not going to be able to afford it.
What are they going to do with these big trucks, these 18-wheelers? Electric? I don't think so.
It's an impossible feat, because... look at all the truckers we have. What are they going to do?
Yeah, what are they going to do?
That's
well,
crazy.
He's going to try to do this. But they tried to do this a long time ago.
Didn't work.
10, 11, 12 years ago, it didn't work. It's just all these Democrat shits.
They just want your money.
They want the money. And now they're getting back to this Afghanistan thing, talking about cars. The reason all this happened, and mark my words, and I told you this on the last show.
Lithium.
Lithium.
Yes.
Now, most people don't know what lithium is, but lithium is in your computers, in your phones, in your cars. It's all. It's in everything. So the bottom line is all of this has been set up for years with the Chinese. Now you have Fauci. They're going after his ass because he lied to Congress. This has all been a setup, and there's always going to be a downturn. Somebody's going to get hung out. Okay.
Yeah, well, he's really getting hung out.
Yeah, he lied. So this was all set up to take the economy down, and then this Afghanistan thing, and then China's involved in it, and Russia's involved in it, and they want that lithium. Once they have that lithium, Renegade Nation,
it's over.
It's over for us.
Yes.
So this, your great president, if you think he's so great, is setting you up for failure down the road.
Change America.
I will be there for you. I will take care of you. The only one he's going to take care of, Renegade Nation, is himself and that stupid idiot Hunter. Yeah, Hunter. Whatever. He sold his art to the Taliban. The Taliban.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hanging in the King's Mansion.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that exciting?
That is so exciting.
Yeah. So you know, it just goes on and on. You're being lied to. They're professional liars. Like Circle Back's a professional liar.
Yes.
Everybody on Facebook and everybody's pissed off at these idiots, and they're just taking your freedom away. Now we got this vaccine. You will wear a mask. You can't go here. You can't do this. You can't do that.
But Delta is at fault. No more Delta Airlines. Stop flying in Delta. Yeah. Period.
Now, I don't know if you heard about that story, but if you don't take the vaccine, if you're employed by Delta Airlines, and if you don't take the vaccine, you got to pay them $200.
$200 a month.
A month. You got to pay Delta Airlines. So don't fly Delta. Just take them down, too.
Right. Take them down. I don't know why they're just so in your personal business. I don't know why. Back in the day, politics was on to the right, and the life of everybody was on the left. Now it's completely changed where they're in your business. They're making you do that. They're making you take the shot.
It's called communism.
They want to take a booster. It's just too much stuff.
Lady L, it's called communism. It's called they are going to control you. You are an idiot, and you will obey.
I don't want to obey.
Because you're a moron. And so since you're a moron, they're better than you.
But they're just trying to punish us. Every single time, do this, do that. People don't like to be told they got to have a shot. And we don't even know what's in the shot.
Did you ever understand that they are better than you, that they are above you, and that they will take care of you, and they will be there like your daddy and mommy? They will be there because they are the better people.
I already got a mama and daddy. I don't need them to build back better in my family. Okay. I don't need that.
Okay, well, continuing on with the mess with the vaccines and everything else, and
yes,
everybody's screaming and yelling and blah, blah, blah. Rutgers University, which is a far left piece of garbage college anyway.
Wow.
Now, listen to this. Barred an unvaccinated student from attending virtual classes.
I saw that. I thought that was so freaking stupid.
So I guess the virus goes through the computer screen.
Absolutely. And the guy was a senior, so they had no business canceling culture for this young man. It was wrong. He did all of his classes on the computer.
Yeah, last year in the year. Yeah, during the pandemic. Right?
Yeah, and all of a sudden, he's rised all the way up to his last year of school. And he's going to take all his classes online, and they're shutting him down and saying, no, you're not going to graduate. That's a good lawsuit, isn't it?
Yeah. He's 22 years old. He told NewJersey.com that he largely ignored the school's COVID mandate because all my classes were remote from his home.
Online.
Yeah. So he did everything online, and since he didn't take the vaccine, they're kicking him out of school, basically, is what they're doing. And he's ready to graduate.
That's terrible.
Yeah. This is what we're talking about, Renegade Nation. This guy didn't do anything. All he did was stay at home, do his thing. No, my computer got stuck. What happened? Anyway, so the bottom line is, he took the virtual classes, but apparently the virus goes through the computer.
Yes.
And it goes through the little wires.
Control.
Control. Yes. I will be there for you. I will take...
It's a punishment. if you don't take the vaccine, it's a punishment.
Yeah, it's a punishment.
But
yeah.
I remember what Trump says. He said, money, 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 money.
Yeah, it's all about money. It's all it is.
Money. They're actually getting paid and getting richer because they get something for everybody that takes a shot. And now they were trying to up and get started on this booster mess when nobody even, we don't even need it. And it's not, it's from the White House. The White House
is
saying we need that. The Biden White House.
Well, because they're smarter than you. They
but the doctors say no.
Renegade Nation, I'm going to tell you, they don't care about you at all.
Well, Richie Randy, can't you follow the science?
I don't follow. Look at Fauci. You're going to follow him to jail.
Yeah, they said he might get 5 years, but I won't believe it until I see it.
Well, two Republicans already said that he needs to be arrested for lying.
Yeah, and several people, they are just so, you know, he lied, 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 lied. He lied to Americans. And, you know, he's the most highest paid worker.
Remember when he said you have to wear two masks?
Yes. Inside.
Now, inside. I mean, do you see the attitude with these people,
yeah.
the audacity of these people? Who in the hell do they think they are? Like I said, if you can levitate in front of me, I'll listen. Other than that, go F yourself.
Well, you could have been one of those at the
what?
The Pelosi's dinner for $30,000.
Yeah. Also, remember that Renegade Age. Don't forget about these things. It's very important.
Very.
She's having a dinner party at $30,000 a plate, and they're not wearing any masks.
No.
This poor
mask.
Kid is going to Rutgers, and they said he can't go. He can't graduate because he's not wearing a mask in his house. I mean, can you?
That's crazy.
Why are we stuck with these stupid people?
Stupid.
Don't listen to them.
That's crazy.
I got COVID. I'm going to send it through this microphone. Everybody that'll listen, when you pick up your phone and listen, you'll get COVID.
Ew.
I sent it through the wires.
Hello, fans.
Anyway.
Build back better.
Build back better. Yeah, build back better, all right. He's building the Middle East back better for himself, that
yes.
little bastard.
Yes, yeah. And taking all the lithium.
A lot of people don't know about that lithium.
No, that's what I was saying. Nobody knows about the lithium deal. Where Biden is always a deal.
It's a deal with money, and that's always ever done. I read someplace, Lady L, that mm-hmm. he could be worth $85 million to $150 million, and he didn't do nothing. He just did deals inside of that Senate and Congress and where he was for years.
Absolutely.
And now he's doing the same thing with the Taliban.
The Taliban.
I'm going to start a helicopter service.
The Taliban is going to help you with your service. They're using Ubers to get in and out. I wonder who's paying for all this. Biden.
We are.
Biden's paying.
No, Biden's not paying anything. The taxpayers of the United States are paying for
well,
it.
Well, he's allowing them to knock us in the head
yeah.
and use mm-hmm. Uber and what is it?
Lyft.
Lyft and DoorDash.
I wonder if DoorDash is there delivering Domino's pizzas to them.
It might be. We will never know because it's not transparent.
Hello, my name is Habib. I'm flying my helicopter over the Taliban, and I'm going to bring the Chinese. I'm bringing the Chinese over to
crash.
That is so sad.
Yeah. Well. Anyway. So.
Oh, nobody's saying nothing else about the Americans. If they ever get all of them out, nobody knows
they don't
how
care about
many
them.
Are there
they,
or nothing.
They don't care about them. Sean Hannity on Fox has been blasting them. They don't care.
They don't care about us. That's wrong.
I will be there for you. I will be. They don't give a flying rat's ass about anybody but themselves. And I've been saying it for years.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. Renegade Nation, have a great day. And then tomorrow we will be back, won't we? Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Yes. It's Our Children's Health, Sick Building Syndrome by Dr. Janet Hiller. Boy, 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 so many things are going on, and Mo is right in the thick of things.
Yeah.
People are getting sick, and they don't know what they have. They keep saying, oh, it's COVID. They saying, oh, it's COVID. No, it's not. It's Mo. So if you'd like to know why you don't have COVID, and it is Mo, and they're not telling you, get It's Our Children's Health, Sick Building Syndrome by Dr. Janet Hiller for only $19.95.
Remember that, Renegade Nation, Mo.media. if people are getting sick in your household, it could be from mold or from at work or wherever. It might not be COVID. It might not be COVID.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to get out of here. And we take try to have a good day.
Yes.
And we'll be back tomorrow. Lady L, have a good day.
Yes, I will.
Mia, have a good day. And thank you for all the downloads. Listen in to everybody and enjoy yourself. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She grew up with the children of the stars in the Hollywood Hills and the